From 1958 to 1960, Elvis Presley was part of the active military. He spent time at Fort Hood, Texas, and in Germany. His entrance into the Army was a heartbreaker for many young ladies, and today we take a look back at the bus trip from Memphis that ushered the music legend into the armed services. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Max Armstrong. Every day for generations, America's farmers have been rising before the sun to work the land, to feed our families, to feed the world. With just 365 sunrises to get it done, they'll put food on the table for 7 billion people this year. Celebrate National Ag Day on March 25th, 2014. You'll find some great ideas at agday.org. Agriculture, 365 sunrises, and 7 billion mouths to feed.
In March 1958, Carolyn Joyce was one of the many ladies whose heart was broken over the news that young Elvis Presley was going to the Army.
And this was just shattering for all of us young girls, because we were afraid once he went into the Army, he would no longer be recording and that type of thing.
She well remembers Elvis's bus trip from Memphis to the Fort Smith, Arkansas processing station.
I grew up on a farm. I had told my dad that I wanted to go down and see the bus as it passed through town, and unfortunately we had other things to do on the farm that day and I didn't get to go, but that's something that I never did forget.
The bus delivered Elvis to Fort Smith, where he officially entered the armed services.
They brought him here to Chaffee, and he was here about 3 days. He was processed here before he was sent on to Fort Hood, Texas.
During that brief stint in Fort Smith, Elvis received a very famous haircut.
Most of them got the true buzz cut. But Elvis, they were much more lenient with him, even though he didn't ask for that.
Even though it was an Army processing center, people could get a glimpse of what Carolyn calls the haircut scene round the world.
There were so many people out there. Of course, they kept them behind fences. Those noses were pressed against, trying to get a look at this guy when he walked in, when he walked out.
But that haircut is far from forgotten. The old barbershop has been restored, and some days you can still go there to get a haircut, just as Elvis did. Although you don't have to get a buzz cut. Next time, we'll go inside as we travel the countryside. In Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.